everything that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. San Francisco's DeYoung Museum is taking people back 100 years with a return to the city's major festive event of 1915, the Pan Pacific Exhibition. The DeYoung will be displaying the original collection of world-class artwork that was featured at that exhibition, including pieces by such artists as Rodin and Monet. The Chico chapter of OLLI, Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, is taking a special bus trip to the museum from Chico to visit the exhibition. Today, our visual art expert Dolores Mitchell talks with Janet Cooley Dilg, a member of OLLI who will be telling us all about this upcoming bus trip adventure.
There's no frowns on this trip. There's only smiles, and everybody comes out because they're just so happy.
Just in time for Halloween weekend, there's a famous macabre family on stage at Oroville State Theater. The Birdcage Theater in Oroville is producing The Addams Family, the Broadway musical. Today we'll listen to spooky fun songs from the Addams Gang.
When you're an Addams, you need to have a little moonlight. When you're an Addams, you need to feel a little chill.
That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Mall with the North State Arts Calendar.
Tonight at Redding's Cascade Theater, the up-and-coming band Lake Street Drive delivers original music grounded by a Motown bassline, spiced with adventurous jazz-inflected improvisations, and propelled by lead singer Rachel Price's powerful vocals. Hear one of the brightest young bands on the music scene today, starting at 7:30. They're also appearing Tuesday in Chico at the university's Laxon Auditorium, starting at 7:30. On Sunday at the Cascade in Redding, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. This band's traveled the world with their explosive live performances, earning a Grammy nomination for Best R&B Album this year. This electrifying band takes the stage day after tomorrow at 7:30. In Chico, will luck be a lady tonight when California Regional Theater opens its latest production? Guys and Dolls tells a musical love story of charming gangsters and determined missionaries. It opens tonight at 7:30. To make room for your Halloween night festivities, tomorrow's performance will be at 2 o'clock. There's also a 2 o'clock Sunday matinee. Find the Chico Center for the Arts on the edge of the Pleasant Valley High campus. Chico Theater Company's production, Funny Girl, completes its run this weekend. Performances are 7:30 tonight and tomorrow. There's a final performance Sunday at 2. Also completing its run this weekend, Blue Room Theater's The Elephant Man. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. Tonight, at Chico State's Laxon Auditorium, flamenco icon Paco Peña burns up the stage with his fiery guitar playing in his one-man show, Flamencura, Spanish folk music taken to new heights, starting at 7:30. Want a musical treat for Halloween night? Jazz Express offers up some sweet sounds with their show, Spooky Jazz, at Chico State's Harlan Adams Theater. Collect tasty tidbits from masters such as Basie and Ellington, along with tantalizing original tunes from the Express members themselves. Get your grab bag of musical goodies tomorrow starting at 7:30. Puzzle me this. on the walls of Chico State's Turner Print Museum, Enigma, Code, Narrative, Symbol. The Turner is open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 4. In celebration of the Mexican holiday, Chico Art Center opens its exhibit, Day of the Dead. The center is open every day from noon to 4. Who's better company for Halloween weekend than the Addams Family? At the State Theater in Oroville, Birdcage Theater stages the Broadway musical version of the kooky, creepy Addams Clan. The show opens tonight at 7:30 and plays tomorrow night and has a Sunday matinee at 2. In Yuba City, the Acting Company brings us South Pacific in Concert. Hear talented singers and a live orchestra perform the Rodgers and Hammerstein classic. An enchanted evening awaits tonight and tomorrow at 8, or an enchanted afternoon, Sunday at 2. Tonight, in Grass Valley, at the Center for the Arts, the group Rising Appalachia redefines folk music as a living art. Expect everything from folk standards to jazz to New Orleans soul to Old Mountain traditionals. One performance only, starting at 8 o'clock tonight. If you have an arts event anywhere in the North State, put it on our calendar. Send a note to info@kcho.org at least 2 weeks in advance of the event and put Weekend Showcase in the subject line. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. And in honor of all those Halloween costumes, a quote from Oscar Wilde. Man is least himself when he talks in his own person. Give him a mask and he will tell you the truth.
The Pan Pacific Exhibition was a major celebratory event one century ago in San Francisco. The city's current De Young Museum is returning us to that 1915 event with their current show, which will feature the original world-class artwork that was displayed 100 years ago. The Chico chapter of OLLI, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, which provides a wide variety of classes at the university expressly for people over 50, has organized a trip to San Francisco to visit that recreated exhibition. Dolores' guest today is Janet Cooley Dilg.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and today I'm talking about a very special bus trip organized by OLLI, CSUC's Osher Lifelong Learning Group. It's going to San Francisco to the De Young Museum to see Jewel City, the Pan Pacific Exhibition of 1915 revisited. Okay, tell me a little bit about why you want to go on this trip, Janet.
I want to go on this trip because it's a wonderful way of meeting lovely, lovely people, and the art is beyond belief.
The Pan Pacific exhibit recreates an art portion of the show that has 200 artworks drawn from the best collections in the United States and Europe. You have a very special connection with this exhibit.
Yes, I'm a native San Franciscan, and I just came across a lot of my family in pictures at the Pan Pacific. So I am very, very excited to go down with my OLLI community to view these fabulous, fabulous pieces.
That original exhibit had a two-pronged purpose. It was celebrating the opening of the Panama Canal, And it was a kind of victory cry of having survived the great earthquake and fire that devastated large portions of San Francisco. So the city rose and art was at the forefront.
From the stories I've heard coming from my family and my family members, it was a true time of celebration. Everyone participated in the Pan Pacific, and everyone just loved it. It was a daily outing to it. So I am looking forward to going with my Ollie community, another great group of people, to go and visit the pieces at the Dieng.
The trip itself is December 15th, which seems like a long time away, but in fact, the deadline for signing up is November 15th. You can call the Ollie office at 898-6679. I'd suggest calling right away because those seats go quickly. Was the bus full when you went on the last trip?
Yes, the bus was full, and I was going to hesitate and not sign up. And I took a look at how many of the registration forms were coming in. I signed up immediately that day at the general meeting. So get your registrations in now. It's well worth every single second. New friendships to be made. Great, great pieces to see.
How about the food at the Dieng Museum?
Oh, a great place to go and eat. There's a little cafe as you enter. When we entered, it's on the right, and it's sort of like cafeteria, but you can get a salad, you can get a water, you can get a Diet Coke, you can get a little bit of anything there. And the food is very good and healthy, and it overlooks a beautiful garden with sculpture in it as well. I went all the way up to the observation tower and got a gorgeous view of all the gardens in Golden Gate Park and a view of the city as well. It's just an amazing bus trip with amazing people and amazing friends and always a smile on everybody's face.
Well, how about those people who know no one that's going to be on the bus? Are they going to have a horrible time?
I absolutely knew no one. And it was a great way of meeting and seeing new faces. And I'm seeing the faces in my classes that I take now that were on the bus trips. And everything is a hi, hello, how are you, how was your day? So a bus trip is a really good way of coming into Ollie, of making it a happy time, making it a happy entrance, as I would say.
Janet and I have been looking at the catalog for the show, and we were stopped in our tracks by two plates of Rodin's work.
Yes, Auguste Rodin. He really impresses me with his strength of his body and just the way he sculpts a body. It will really catch your eye.
There's a real vitality. The prodigal son is reaching up to the sky and giving a call of triumph that he's at last gotten to his father's house and is going to eat well. But it's marvelous the way the light shimmers over the surface of the bronze.
Absolutely. I mean, Auguste Rodin was breathtaking in how his sculptures came out. It was amazing how the sun, the light, and everything reflected off of these sculptures. I love his sculpture gardens, by the way.
Okay, so let's look at some painting. You know, this is such a fascinating show. It's such a rich show because there is something for everyone's taste. Jan was struck by this Anschel's portrait. Tell us why.
Oh, this is a fabulous portrait of a woman sitting on a petit point chair, which you can see all the petit point detail in detail. And then behind her is a beautiful tapestry, which reminds me of the times that this woman, who was in a very long black dress with great gold accents, she was rather elegant. But the detail to the photo is absolutely amazing, where the light falls, her smile, and her eyes are looking to the side. Maybe she's looking to a lover.
Jan, I know you're a particular enthusiast for French Impressionists, and we're looking at the catalog now at a Claude Monet Rouen Cathedral. And what is so different about this one?
One of the things that's different about this particular piece is that it's dark. everything that Monet has done for me has been very, very light. This is great. It's about this piece. It's about the time of day. Sun is going down. The darkness of the Gothic in the cathedral is really getting more pronounced. It's actually a lovely piece.
Very romantic. Jan, you're an adventuress. You don't stick just with the show. You also roam through the museum. And what's there to look at?
There is a wonderful colonial exhibit with all different types of furniture from many different eras, the gentry era. And then we also have silver, and we have pewter, and we have beautiful, large portraits of people in the colonial times. That's one exhibit. And then you go off into an African exhibit where you can visit all parts of Africa and see the fetishes and the headdresses and their woodwork as well. You might even see some Makonde sculptures there too. Oh, and beautiful shell necklaces, everything in the African art exhibit. Yes, I go and visit all the exhibits that are in the museum, hopefully the day that we go down on our bus trip.
And how about that observation tower?
The observation tower is phenomenal. You take your elevator up, and you are up there, and you are looking all over the city. You have views over to the Golden Gate, views over to the Bay Bridge. You have views all over the gardens down below, which are marvelous sculpture in the gardens of the De Young. Oh, and also as you walk in the entrance, there's a great art piece there where it shows the crack of the 1906 earthquake. And it's well worth going to take a look at. We couldn't figure out why the line, my girlfriend and I couldn't figure out why the line was there. And it's art about the 1906 earthquake.
Well, let's not forget the two bookstores. Remember December 15th, the time of the bus trip, getting around Christmas, those last minute gifts.
Because of Ollie, I am now a member of the De Young Museum, and I just got their fabulous catalog of gifts. You can buy watches and anything to relate to the arts and the pieces that are in every single gallery. There's something that relates to it. I've bought several prints. I've bought several necklaces. And I bought these pieces where I thought people who would really love them and give them to them on birthdays and anniversaries, etc. They went over big.
Well, one of the wonderful joys of going into the bookstore is the collection of art tools and kits for children and books for children about artists.
Yes, and that's really phenomenal. I bought several of those books for my grandchildren. My grandchildren, those are the books they really, really like. And it's a way also for them to step into the museum and art world and really start connecting with these pieces.
It makes such a difference to a young person to look at art very early on. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I took my grandson when he was 2 years old to the aquarium and to De Young. And I just think if you just start walking them through, and if they can only last for an hour, they last for an hour. But you get your children in there, you get these young little buds and their brains and everything into these museums so they can absorb and hopefully they can start creating and pass on at the same time.
Okay, Jan, well, how would you sum this all up? Why do you think Chicoans should rush to the phone and call to make a reservation by November 15th?
I suggest doing the Ollie trip because it's a great way to really enter into the Ollie. It's a great way to recognize faces, make friends, have lovely conversations, spend a day with people you really, really enjoy, and then have a continuing friendship. And then you see the people on the bus trip in all of your classes. You know what? The bus trip is a must. It's just an absolute must. It's collaborative. It's friendship. There's no frowns on this trip. There's only smiles, and everybody comes out because they're just so happy.
Well, I think one thing about the exhibit that is so unusual is the variety of art, which goes from arts and crafts, American artists such as Winslow Homer, to the most avant-garde of European artists of the time, such as Boccioni of the Italian Futurists. And there's a wonderful exhibit of photography pictorialism, including Imogen Cunningham. So if you're fascinated by sculpture, photography, arts and crafts, there's really everything, and the quality is the very highest.
This is a must-go-see exhibit. We have it at our fingertips. We need to get on that bus. You need to call Ollie and just register your place on the bus and go.
That number for Ollie Osher Lifelong Learning is 898-6679. And those seats go quickly.
It's going to be a really fabulous, fabulous, fabulous time.
Well, thank you so much, Jan. And see you on the bus.